2016年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Hello?
Hi, Barry. I missed the train. I'm going to be half an hour late.
But Donna, the movie starts in 10 minutes. I guess we won't be able to see it then.
I'm really sorry. How about going to an Italian restaurant for dinner instead?
Okay.
Question. What will Barry and Donna probably do tonight?
Number two.
I asked Dad what he wanted for his birthday, but all he came up with was gloves or a wallet.
Why don't we buy him some new golf clubs? The set he has now is getting old.
Golf clubs are too expensive, but we could get him a video about golf.
That's a good idea. Let's go into town this afternoon.
Question.What are they going to buy their father for his birthday?
Number three.
How was work today, honey?
Not so good. I didn't get the promotion I was hoping for. The boss promoted a bunch of people who have only been at the company for a short time, though.
After all the work you've done? That's not fair.You deserve a promotion.
I thought so too. I think it's time for me to start looking for a new job.
Question. Why does the woman say she will leave her job?
Number four. Did you hear the weather report, Dan? It's supposed to snow tonight.
Really?Is it going to snow a lot? If school is canceled, I'll have extra time to study for tomorrow's history exam. I'm not ready for it yet.
Well, they said it might snow a little, but I don't think school will be canceled.
Yeah, the weather report is usually wrong anyway.
Question. What is one thing the boy says?
Number five.
Dave, I have something to tell you. Do you remember that book that you let me borrow?
Sure, The Young Ones by Bryce Chambers. How do you like it?
Well, it seemed pretty good. The problem is, I can't find it. I must have left it on the train yesterday. Should I buy you a new one?
No, don't worry about it. I've read it twice already.
Question. What is one thing the girl says to the boy?
Number six.
Hi, I'm Dennis Freeman. I'm starting part-time work here today.
Nice to meet you, Dennis. I'm Carol Jackson. You'll be helping the research department move some books this morning.
Okay. Where should I go?
Go to the fourth floor and ask for Mr. Beach. He'll show you what to do.
Question. What do we learn about Dennis Freeman?
Number seven.
Excuse me, this is the line to buy tickets for today's game, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, I reserved tickets on the internet. Do you know where I can pick them up?
You have to stand in the line on the left. There's a sign that says that line is for online reservations.
Question. What does the man tell the woman to do? Number 8.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you can't drive through here. We're repairing the road.
Oh, but I live on this street.
We won't be done until this evening. I'm afraid you'll have to park somewhere else until then.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Question. Why can't the woman drive down the road?
Number 9. Excuse me, sir. Men are required to wear a tie in this restaurant.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. Is there a store nearby where I can buy one?
You may borrow a tie from our coat room, but please be sure to return it after your meal.
Thank you. I will.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 10.
Alice's Music, head office. How can I help you?
Hi. I went to your downtown store this afternoon to get a CD, but I had trouble getting service from a clerk.
I apologize. Sometimes when the store's busy, the clerks can't help every customer immediately.
But it wasn't busy. The clerk was talking on the phone, and I had to wait 10 minutes before I could buy my CD.
Question. What problem did the man have at Alice's Music?
Number 11. Let's go running this morning, honey.
Running? I haven't exercised in years. I don't even know if I still can run. I'll probably just hurt myself.
Let's just jog around the neighborhood a couple times. We'll go slowly. Come on, it will be good for you. You need the exercise.
Well, okay. You're probably right. Dr. Begley did say that I've been gaining too much weight lately.
Question. What do we learn about the man?
Number 12.
You look stressed, Jeff. What's wrong?
The boss says that he needs this report done by 5 o'clock today, but I don't know how I'm going to be able to finish it on time.
Well, why don't I give you a hand? I'm good at writing these reports. And I'm not so busy today anyway.
Thank you so much, Julia. I really appreciate it.
Question. How will the man probably finish his report on time?
Number 13.
Becky, can you put some fresh water in the dog's water bowl?
Okay, Dad. Have you already fed him? His food bowl is empty.
No, I haven't. Do that too if you don't mind, but don't forget to wash the bowls first.
Both of them? Oh, all right, all right.
Question. What should Becky do first?
Number 14. Merry Christmas, Jack! Here's a small gift for you. I hope you like it.
Thanks, Beth. I feel terrible because I didn't buy you anything.
That's okay. You didn't have to.
Well, let me take you out for lunch. It's the least I can do.
Question. Why does Jack feel bad? Number 15.
What are you going to study in college, Sandy?
I've always wanted to study art, but my parents think I should take something like economics or marketing.
Why is that?
Well, they think that if I study a subject related to business, it'll be easier for me to find a job. But I'm going to stick to my original plan.
Question. What does Sandy want to study?
その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Tina works for an American company that makes pens.And she regularly travels all around the United States to sell the company's products. Next month, she will go on her first overseas business trip. Tina's company wants to start selling pens to companies in Taiwan, so she will go there to talk to some possible customers.
Question. What will Tina do next month?Number 17. Last year, Mark started writing a novel. He enjoyed working on it at first. However, after a few months, he found that he was not able to continue the story. A friend told him that a famous author wrote a diary to improve her own writing. So Mark decided to try writing one too. After he does that for a while,He will try to continue writing his novel. Question. How is Mark planning to improve his writing? Number 18.
Attention, please. This is a safety announcement from Clarktown Pool. Young children should be watched carefully.Swimmers are reminded that diving is not allowed on weekends, so please do not use the diving boards today. Also, please remember that the pool will close at 7 o'clock today and tomorrow. Thank you for your cooperation.
Question. What is one thing the announcement says?Number 19. There was a British man born in 1774 named Matthew Flinders. All his life, he was interested in sailing and maps. In 1803, he went to Australia and then became the first person ever to sail around it. Flinders made very useful maps of Australia. His maps were used for a long time.Even after he died. He is still famous in Australia today. Question. What is one reason Matthew Flinders is famous? Number 20.
Welcome to the Palmer Island Visitors Center.We have a busy schedule today, but before we start our tour of the island, I'd like to tell you about the island's past. I'm going to talk about how it was discovered, and I'll tell you about a famous battle that was fought here. I'll also show you some pictures of the battle. I hope you'll find this talk interesting.
Question.What is the speaker going to talk about next? Number 21. A man from Austria named Victor Gruen came to the United States in 1938. At that time, it was difficult for some people to go shopping because the shops were far away from each other.Gruen designed a large building where there were many shops in one place. This building was called a shopping center. Gruen's first shopping center was opened in Detroit, and his idea became popular worldwide. Question: what do we learn about Victor Gruen? Number 22.
Simon works at a software company. Last week, he started developing a new computer program that organizes photos. The program will be put on the company's website, and people will be able to download it for free. Simon hopes that it will attract a lot of customers to the website, and that these customers will want to buy his company's other software for photo editing.
Question: what does Simon's company plan to do? Number 23. Most people these days do not like waking up in the middle of the night. However, scientists have found that 500 years ago, people in Europe regularly enjoyed waking up at around midnight. Some scientists believe that this was because people would go to bed just after sunset because there was no electricity. Around midnight, people talk to their family or neighbors before going back to sleep again. Question: what do we learn about people who lived in Europe 500 years ago? Number 24.
Steve and Nancy grow roses near their home in England. They used to sell their roses to a garden center nearby. But the garden center closed 3 years ago, so they started selling them on the internet instead. Now they sell roses to people all over Europe, and their business has become very successful.
Question: what did Steve and Nancy do 3 years ago? Number 25. Professor Simpson is a researcher at a university, and he is an expert on transportation problems. There have been more traffic accidents in his city recently, and Professor Simpson is now doing research to find out why. He has been looking at the amount of traffic and where the accidents occur. Question: what is Professor Simpson doing research about? Number 26.
These days, many people like to use smartphones while riding on the train. Now, the city of Moscow in Russia provides people with electronic books called e-books. People can download these e-books on their smartphones and read them for free while they are on the subway. There are over 100 e-books by classic Russian authors available. The city hopes this will encourage more people to read.
Question: how is the city of Moscow trying to make people more interested in reading? Number 27. Welcome to Sansville Today on KTXN. Today's guests are Mrs. Regina Parker and Mr. Timothy Norris, who live in Sansville. They will talk about the new plans for a shopping mall here. Mrs. Parker believes that it should be built because it will create many new jobs. However, Mr. Norris believes that many local businesses will close because they will lose customers to the new mall. Let's begin the discussion. Question: what is the topic of today's program? Number 28.
Yesterday, Teresa asked her coworker Ronald for help. She was preparing a presentation for a customer, and she needed to make a graph with information about how many people visited the company's website. Ronald found the data for her so she could make the graph. Teresa bought him lunch that day to say thanks.
Question: How did Ronald help Teresa? Number 29. Recently, Mr. Yamada received a very expensive electricity bill. He wanted to find out why, so he checked to see what his family was doing. He noticed that his daughter Rina has been forgetting to switch off the air conditioner in her bedroom when she leaves for school. Mr. Yamada told her to always turn it off before she leaves. Question: What has Rina been doing recently? Number 30.
Paula is trying to sell her house. Several people have come to look at it, but no one has wanted to buy it. The real estate agent told Paula that her kitchen was a little dark, so Paula has decided to paint it a brighter color. She hopes that having a nicer-looking kitchen will help her sell her home.
Question: What is Paula going to do?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。